Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome the historian of intelligence agencies, Svetlana Lukova. She is the author of the very helpful book, The Spy Who Changed History, The Untold Story of How the Soviet Union Stole America's Top Secrets. This is the story of Joseph Stalin and the NKVD, which was the acronym at the time in Russian for state security. Svetlana is also an historian of all security, and at Cambridge University, she was guided to the original super spy, a man who was also a playwright and worked for the very famous counselor to Elizabeth I, Walsingham. Svetlana, a very good evening to you. Not only was Christopher Marlowe a graduate of Corpus Christi College, Cambridge University, but also, you've given me to understand it is a tradition at Cambridge University for some students and some professors to have their photograph taken in the Marlowe Room. What is the Marlowe Room, and what is this tradition? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to your wonderful listeners. Christopher Marlowe was one of the famous, most famous graduates of Corpus Christi College, Cambridge. And Corpus Christi, well, as you can tell from the name, was a religious college because of that. In those days, that's what the University of Cambridge, University of Oxford were about. And my professor Christopher Andrew, who is the world-renowned creator of the intelligence history as a field, and who also has a rather unfortunate role in Spygate, as we previously discussed. But as a intelligence historian and as a historian, he at the same time was also the president of Corpus Christi College. So to him, it was very, very amusing that as somebody who invented the field of intelligence history, which included deception operations, which included, you know, gathering intelligence, but it also includes deceiving, you know, the deception, and it also includes penetrating various movements using, you know, undercover agents, et cetera, et cetera. So he was very proud of the fact that his college, Corpus Christi, one of his, you know, most famous graduates was Christopher Marlowe. So there is a room, and I think in one of our, you know, numerous conversations about the Spygate events, we discussed how Michael Flynn came to Cambridge, and other, you know, important people came to Cambridge, and they were given, one of the things they were given is the tour of Corpus Christi College, and there's a room where people take tea and coffee before they go for dinner or before they're about to make the presentation. And it's all wood panel, you know, very sort of traditional, beautiful room. And there's a sofa, and above that sofa, there's a portrait. And the portrait is of Christopher Marlowe. So as a sort of party trick, I suppose, you'd call it these days, Christopher Andrew always invites important visitors as well as students to take a picture under that portrait of Christopher Marlowe to connect the current events and the current intelligence history with the history of British intelligence represented by Marlowe.
Did Walsingham recruit Marlowe? Do we know about who recruited Marlowe and who used him? This is a time of religious wars in England.
Right. So Walsingham's brother recruited him. And what Walsingham became very famous for is there were these religious wars, right? So originally, Britain, of course, was a Catholic country. And then it turned Protestant, or the specific brand of Protestantism, which is Anglican Church. And so, in effect, the you know, the country's official religion was Protestant, but or Anglican. But there was still a lot of Catholic, what we'd call these days, resistance movements, and they were specifically resistance to the Anglican doctrine, but they were also, from the religious perspective, but they were also the Catholic nobility were resistant to the Queen Elizabeth the First. So Marlowe was sent by Walsingham undercover to penetrate the training schools of Catholic priests. So there were nobility who were supposed to go abroad and learn Protestant faith, but they actually ended up going to they basically ended up going to Catholic schools, and they would come back to England and minister secretly to noble families and to the diehard Catholics. And Marlowe pretended to be one of them, one of the Catholics, and then he would give the names and expose those networks when those Catholics would come home back to England.
The tradition of espionage, of dirty tricks, of intelligence gathering, the tradition at Cambridge, is it talked about? Because Cambridge in this country, in the United States, is famous when you mention spies for the Cambridge Five, led by Kim Philby, or six, or seven, or eight. That number keeps climbing. How many students were recruited yes. in the 1930s? Is this talked about at Cambridge, that we're the spy college?
Well, correct. So the Christopher Andrew, who again is the creator of the field of intelligence, and you know, he later on ends up, by the way, teaching not just in Cambridge but in Harvard, and he also teaches not just universities in the old days, but he was also teaching, you know, the CIA people, the FBI people. So, for example, you know, he's a personal friend of James Clapper. So that's your former DNI, you know, Director of National Intelligence. So the person who invented the field of intelligence history was teaching the generations of American intelligence officers as well as historians about his personal, you know, British view of intelligence history. So on one level, obviously, it was very upsetting for the British that the bunch of, you know, people from Cambridge got recruited to work for, you know, to become effectively traitors, to work for the Soviet Union. But at the same time, to counter that, Chris Andrew would always, you know, highlight the successes, and specifically, so Marlowe was, and Walsingham, you know, was his recruiter, but Marlowe was the example of the good spy. So, and of course, the reason for this is, of course, the traitors always get more attention in intelligence histories than people who work, you know, achieve successes for your own country.
Did Christopher Andrew teach the Cambridge Five as well as Christopher Marlowe? Did you range that far in the history of Cambridge and espionage?
That's right. So actually, that's a very interesting story, because when I so I first was just learning regular history, and Christopher Andrew was teaching us, you know, Second World War, etc. And then he mentioned at the end of the class, that's at Cambridge University, you're like about 19, that I'm running this course called The Secret World, The History of Intelligence. And that was never an academic subject. So this is the top university, I think it's still number three or four, was until recently, in the world. And so you're supposed to, you know, learn very, very kind of dry academic subjects. And suddenly you get told as an impression 19-year-old, actually there is this course called basically the spy, you know, the spy school, the spy, you know, history. So, of course, we all signed up for a trial lecture, because you get in your third year at university, you get to choose which subject you're going to take. And so the first lecture he gave, I mean, it included Christopher Marlowe, but it also included Kim Philby and the adventures of Kim Philby. And so Christopher Andrew would tell us about how, you know, this young undergraduate, just like ourselves, ended up being recruited at university and then ended up, you know, working for the other side. And so the idea was to get, you know, regular undergraduates to have a passion for intelligence history. So we, of course, it was the most popular course we all signed up. And the course was from to study intelligence from Moses, who sent his spies, to Castro and everything in between, including the double cross system, including Operation Mincemeat, which we discussed, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the Cambridge Five, of course, was a huge part of it because you can go tour around.
Did he have a favorite of the Cambridge Five? Philby, McLean, Burgess, Cairncross, and Blunt. Did he speak of one Philby. More than Philby? I see.
Philby, because, and actually, funnily enough, so he sent me once a photograph of himself and next to the photograph of Philby, and they look exactly the same. So the whole point about Kim Philby and the other of the Cambridge Five, but particularly him, is you had to be part of the British establishment. So to penetrate the British establishment, you had to be it. You couldn't be a Russian, for example, or any other foreigner. And you couldn't even be, you know, somebody from outside the establishment. So, for example, the success of Kim Philby was that he was going to become the next head of the MI6, which is your version of the CIA. And so what happened is that, you know, people often say, you know, for example, even with regards to Spygate, when they started talking, you know, there was this story that you and I discussed that Cambridge has this history of this treachery, and that is why when Michael Flynn came to Cambridge and met me there, that means that he somehow got recruited. But of course, that's actually exactly the opposite, because you could not be of foreign origin and outside the establishment to penetrate the British establishment. You had to be one of them. And then, of course, that also means that when it came to uncovering the networks, they basically let, you know, the British establishment let Kim Philby go to Moscow. They knew what he was up to, but they didn't want the embarrassment, right? So they allowed him to run. And actually the most damage, and this would be very interesting for your American listeners, the most damage that Kim Philby actually did was they had this intelligence sharing agreement. It's called special relations, which is that Britain and America, since Second World War, were working very, very closely together. And that's what, of course, we were talking about last time. And just before the Second World War as well, and they were sharing intelligence. And actually, people like Philby and McLean in particular, they had very close relationship with the Americans. So the real sort of harm that was done by the betrayal of the Cambridge Five comes less from the betrayal of the British secrets, and the most important ones are the American secrets to which they had all this access. And that's something that actually damaged the special relations between England and America for a very long time. It took them a very, very long time to repair it until Spygate.
Svetlana, I'll ask one more question for this episode. Christopher Steele, is he a graduate of Cambridge University?
Yes, he is. And he has a very interesting history. So his parents were in Iran. And then he ends up, you know, being, you know, young recruit at Cambridge. And he clearly has a very, very big interest in intelligence history, because one of his companies, he has his two companies, after he leaves the MI6, the first company was called Orbis, which is the, you know, the world. And then the second company that he creates is called Walsingham. Right. And so Walsingham, of course, is, as we just discussed, Elizabeth I's spy master.
One other detail about Christopher Steele. Is he associates, friends of, dinner party guest of Christopher Andrew?
Yes. So we know, although it wasn't advertised, and I was never formally introduced to Christopher Steele, but we know from public reports that, you know, Christopher Steele was at Cambridge as an undergraduate when Christopher Andrew was a professor there. So we know that. Secondly, we know that Christopher Steele attended some of the seminars at Cambridge. And the third thing we know is that he worked for Richard Dilloff, who is a personal friend of Christopher Andrew, and who was the master of Pembroke College. Right. And so Richard Dearlove was his boss, and Richard Dearlove is a close friend of Christopher Andrew. So we obviously don't know specifically how Christopher Andrew gets into MI6, other than, you know, that that's where he ends up. But it's not a huge jump to think that he might have been recruited at the university, because that's the normal operating procedure. And another thing we know is that Christopher Andrew is famous for his work with Soviet defectors, Oleg Gordievsky, Vasily Mitrokin, and others. So his books that he's very famous for are with Soviet defectors. And of course, Christopher Steele was leading the Russia desk, desk.
We'll stop there with just one more detail. Richard Dearlove, he also is a graduate of Cambridge University, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Richard Dearlove, Christopher Andrew, Christopher Steele, Christopher Marlowe, and Sir Francis Walsingham, all Cambridge University graduates. Add in the Cambridge Five, and you're talking about a crowded dinner table. Svetlana Lakova, the author of The Spy Who Changed History, about the Russian version of all of this, penetrating American aeronautics intelligence in the 1930s. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.